Hello, it's Owen Shehan here from Off The Ball, and the FIFA World Cup 2026 is here. And let's be honest, the matchday version of ourselves can look a little committed. Jerseys, face paint, scarves and questionable weather, whatever you have, maybe even a full costume if your team makes a run, you can look a little worse for wear come the end of it all. But the World Cup, it's not just about the football. It's the atmosphere, it's the nights in the pub, it is the watch parties with your mates, and maybe even meeting someone new. That is where Lynx comes in. As an official personal care sponsor of the FIFA World Cup 2026, Lynx's premium fragrances are here to help you smell your best, even in the middle of full matchday madness. Lynx, smell your best when you look your worst. Now, enjoy your podcast.
Football on Off The Ball.
The Tartan Army took over Boston, and it's this incredible love affair between the city of Boston and the Tartan Army. Extraordinary.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Off The Ball Daily.
Alan Reynolds, 2-0 win over St. Joseph's of Gibraltar here. Bowl's first game in Daily Mount in Europe in 14 years. You must be delighted with that result.
Yeah, delighted, thrilled with it. You know, look, the performance, I think the pitch played its part. You know, the sunny evening, the pitch was really dry, unfortunately, because of the weather. They could put as much water as you want on it. Just didn't help, but it was sticky. They got into a low block, dangerous on set pieces. So we showed a bit of character, kept going. Got frustrated, I felt, at times, but look, great pen, you know, get the penalty, great bit of play from Rossi to get the penalty, and I felt then we could have went on, scored another few.
I was going to say to you, what do you say at half time? Because it felt like they were really frustrated in that first half. You found a way around it in the second half as it went on, but the first half particular felt like they frustrated you.
I think the word around it is probably what we looked at in the second half, of going, we needed a bit of width out on that side, and Marcus went out wide, and we just felt Jordan would come into this area, so Sads would get time to play. So that was the reason for our change, and give us width, and look, lucky enough we got the second goal by having width in that game.
Doug James Taylor scores the penalty, a bit better than his penalty the other week. I'm sure you can have a laugh about that, but to have him score and then Connor Parsons come off the bench and score as well, you must be really happy with the attacking performance.
Yeah, look, come here, they're good players. It was a tough night and frustrating night for them. You know, it's tough for the lads who aren't playing. You know, it's a big night and you're making close calls. Like, I leave Collie out for Dougie, but they're in it, even though they're hurting, and I want them to be hurting, but they're in it when they come on and they want to make an impact.
Are you confident going over with a 2-0 lead? I suppose the clean sheet probably plays into the fact that they're going to have to press the game and make a game of it. Does that play into your hands a little bit more?
Yeah, I think we'll need to be better, you know, but I'm hearing that the pitch will be better over there as well. So look, it'll be interesting. We know what we're facing tonight. It was into the unknown, I suppose. We weren't sure who we play, but look, we'll have to be, I feel, better than tonight.
Just before I let you go, I just want to ask about matters away from the pitch here tonight. The FAI EGM was last night, and word came from the FAI that Bohemian said if they get drawn against an Israeli side, they won't play the game. Do you have any opinions on that? Has that been run by you?
No, look, I have my opinions, and it's the same as the club. I think everyone knows what Bohemian stances on that. The game can't be played. It's simple as that. And I think everyone is saying, but you know, from Daniel Lambert right the way through, it's well documented this club that there's no chance it should be played. So disappointed to hear.
Off The Ball Daily.
Hello, it's Owen Shehan here from Off The Ball, and the FIFA World Cup 2026 is here. And let's be honest, the matchday version of ourselves can look a little committed. Jerseys, face paint, scarves and questionable weather, whatever you have, maybe even a full costume if your team makes a run, you can look a little worse for wear come the end of it all. But the World Cup, it's not just about the football. It's the atmosphere, it's the nights in the pub, it is the watch parties with your mates, and maybe even meeting someone new. That is where Lynx comes in. As an official personal care sponsor of the FIFA World Cup 2026, Lynx's premium fragrances are here to help you smell your best, even in the middle of full matchday madness. Lynx, smell your best when you look your worst. Now, enjoy your podcast.